October 17, Deliverance for the Oppressed. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Deuteronomy 32:11-12. The captain of our salvation strengthens his followers, not with scientific falsehoods, but with genuine faith in the word of a personal God. This word is repeated over and over and over again with deeper affirmative power. Satan brings all his powers to the assault in the last close conflict, and the endurance of the followers of Christ is taxed to the utmost. At times it seems that he must yield, but a word of prayer to the Lord Jesus goes like an arrow to the throne of God, and angels of God are sent to the field of battle. The tide is turned. The wondrous light that shines in the face of Jesus Christ has stopped the mouth of caviling opponents. Under the power of the spell that is upon them, their lips are closed and the oppressed are delivered. The believing, harassed souls are borne up as on eagle's wings, and the victory is gained. God calls upon his people to prepare themselves for scenes of severe conflict. Take up your duties in a meek and lowly spirit. Ever face your enemies in the strength of Jesus. Discharge with faithfulness every duty. Realize that you must now obtain by daily conversion and humility an unquestioning trust in the one who has all power and who will not leave you to be destroyed. You may know Christ by personal experience. In the trials of these last days, Christ will be made unto his people wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. They are to develop an experience that will be a convincing power in the world. What wonderful lessons we shall learn as a result of depending constantly on the sufficiency of Christ. He who is learning these lessons need not depend on another's experience. He has a witness in himself, and his experience is the actual knowledge that Christ is all-sufficient, faithful, and powerful. He has the realization of the promise, "My grace is sufficient for thee." 2 Corinthians 12:9. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. 1 Corinthians 10:13.